wrong, you can just fake your death and start all over. When...
Oh, man! This car!
With its pixel and color-rich high-tech graphics and lifelike interactions, Grand Theft Auto makes its players feel like they're literally part of the action. It's that experience that Sentient Computing captured with its MXV program, that it beefs it up by using 3D technology to fully immerse users in a real-life situation. Managing Director Doug Bester.
Sort of creates places that is, you know, our slogan is it's a better, safer, more engaging workplace. So by leveraging that gaming technology, which is really amazingly immersive and interactive and creating environments where people can do things and not having to go to site and having to go to dangerous places and travel and do all of the training and the infrastructure to get there, that's what we've wanted with.
Doug Bester says the use of 3D simulations will grow as mining, oil and gas companies not only cut costs but look for other ways to deliver safety training.
Well, what we sort of say is that if you can create a good enough virtual environment, you can reduce the amount of time you have to spend in these places significantly. So a lot of the time, people want to be able to go to the site so they can understand the surrounds and everything that's happening. If you can create a good enough virtual environment, if you can get the data from the control systems into that environment and use it for training, so when people do get to site, they actually know where everything is because they've been there in a virtual space. They've experienced things in a virtual space. So that is where the major cost reductions are. Yes, you've still got to go to site, but you can reduce that significantly.
The 3D program MXV was selected as the overall winner out of a field of eight. The hopeful tech startups were part of the KPMG Energize Accelerator, which put them through an intensive 12-week program. Head of the WA branch, Gary Smith, says they all had cutting-edge ideas, but in the normal business environment, they'd never get the opportunity to get them in front of major resource companies like Woodside and BHP.
A lot of people find it easy to understand an incubator where you might actually provide some space for an organisation to grow. You might provide some funding for that. The accelerator takes it one step further and actually educates and matures the organisation. So as they enter a phase of development, they will leave that a far more commercially capable organisation, whether that's from a product or a marketing or a pricing. They'd be better structured. They have better angles on how to achieve financing. They have better awareness of how to talk to their customers. So our job has been over the last 3 months to accelerate their capability.
Why tech startup acceleration then?
Yeah, well, the tech startup is a generic term, really, because it's been interesting. We've had a number of the startups that we pulled into our accelerator dealing with physical products, like better building of camps, or one was around the changing of rollers on conveyor belts in a mine processing site. So so it's not all just technology that we might think out of an app store or software. A lot of it is. But so it's really a current technology, next wave type opportunity, and it's organisations who are trying to provide next wave technologies to the larger mining and oil and gas sector that we're focusing on.
So-called technology startup companies have been on the Prime Minister's mind lately. The former tech entrepreneur was a vocal supporter of nurturing them when he was communications minister. Doug Bester says there's one obvious method he can start with.
Lower company tax. Especially if you're a small company, if the tax was more agile and be able to take and understand, you know, those ebbs and flows, rather than saying, well, you made so much money in the last period, therefore you need to pay tax in this period. And also, I think, really importantly, programs like this one, accelerator programs, that would be a fantastic, I think, if they can help in these sort of programs, that would make a big difference. Mm-hmm.